In the tunnel, you hear the demon, the Balrog, roar its victory. You all group together in the darkness. What are you doing?
Well, I think we ended with Celine hugging Hal, so I guess she's just going to keep hugging him till he doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, I'm still like catatonic in my arms.
Yeah, all of you are kind of a little mentally fucked right now. You hear footsteps approach as the Gleeman is dragging Dante up to you all.
Look, the dumb lizard man is fine. He's fucked up, but he's fine.
Nim is going to run to both of them, full on like neck hug.
Gleeman's like, "Who's that?" And you see his hand kind of light up and is wreathed in kind of an orange fire as he holds it up. "Oh, Nim. Hey, I have Dante. He's alive."
"Looks like you did more than what I asked. You better get his body." "I'm sorry I was so snappy. It was kind of rude."
"Let's all agree to never play hero again, and when some old man tells us to run the fuck away, we run the fuck away."
"I told you so." Dante nods at you. He takes a couple steps back and leans against the wall and slides down, kind of sitting. He coughs. He's got a weird look on his face. And then he says, "I feel kind of weird." Before he finishes the sentence, a glowing light begins to kind of emanate from him. He looks down in his hands. It's bright. It's lighting up this whole tunnel. Before you know it, he's completely enveloped in it. You can't see him anymore. And there's this brief image of a golden compass spinning in the darkness before the light just vanishes. It's so bright. It's like an after image. You can't see anything. A few moments go by and your eyes readjust, and Dante's gone. You all kind of find your places. You kind of bed down. Maybe 10 minutes pass, and Dante just kind of clatters to the floor in the middle of the room, out of nowhere. And we'll pick up there next session.